it's very, very, very difficult to soften it whenever it does, because it's read as it's written, you know. So there's a number of items up there that I'm concerned with in relation to policies. One of them, you know, no extension to the existing car park, and the likes of not to encourage increased access to the site, to limit our numbers, you know, and everything that we have to apply for a ministerial consent. And there a lot of emphasis on security and supervise. And also then they want the council to do bylaws for the traders that's up there. It is a document. It's not a draft document. I thought they might have came with a draft document first and let us go over it, but this is the Bible, you know. So the document is written, the policies are written, the objectives are written. So I'm a little bit concerned that they didn't come back with a draft in case we did have our concerns on it. So I've asked Donegal County Council to get in touch with the OPW. I have no problem with the OPW trying to protect the fort itself, but there is people in the locality, because of the views up there, there's people in the locality that would drive up to that car park, not get out of their car, sit, admire the views, and just to switch off and gather their thoughts for half an hour, you know, just to admire all of the view that they're looking at, and not go near the fort. The likes of them could be restricted in doing that, you know.